This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is with you. Wayne Allen Root is in the house. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. So the funniest story of the day, there's actually two funny stories. One of them is Joe Biden's approval rating. The moment he entered office, 48%. Trump's, as he was leaving, 51%. That's right. All the brainwashed liberals, all the crazy liberals tell you how unpopular Trump is. He leaves office with the lowest rating in history. Well, his rating with Rasmussen is higher than Joe Biden's, 3 points higher, which again tells you, guess who won the election? Trump won the popular vote as well as the electoral vote. He's leaving with a 51-48 lead after the supposed insurrection at the Capitol. That was the worst thing that ever happened. That was just like Pearl Harbor meets the Alamo. Trump leaves with higher popularity than Joe Biden. With everything that went down in the last month, or 2 months actually, since the election. Can you imagine 2 months since the election, 2 months of bad-mouthing by the media, slander by the media, exaggeration by the media. Trump is the worst guy that ever lived. Trump is a liar. Trump didn't really win the election. Biden won it. Anyone who says otherwise is a terrible human being and should be banned for life. And Trump is still 3 points more popular than Joe Biden. And how about this? Trump was 9 points higher than Biden on the day that he entered office in 2016. 9 points higher than 48%. So in other words, Trump was at 57% approval as he entered office, Biden only at 48, despite the adoring media. And Trump now at 51, 3 points higher than Biden as Biden leaves. That's only the second funniest thing that happened today in Washington. Number one, I got to find it. I'm looking desperately for the article. It's the funniest thing ever. If I could find it, wow, gosh, I can't even find it. Well, we'll talk about it later if I ever find it. But it's definitely funny. Oh, here it is, Schumer. Schumer says senators will have to decide if Donald Trump incited the erection at the Capitol. I thought that was one of the funniest lines I've ever heard. He incited an erection against the United States of America. Make no mistake, there will be a trial. And when the trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection against the United States. That's pretty funny, I must tell you. Oh, boy. It's going to be a hard one to live down, huh? And, of course, I've got my commentary coming out on Sunday, as I always do, through Creator Syndicate. My newspaper column is syndicated all over the United States. And you always get to hear it first right here on Fridays. The greatest lie ever told, unity. The greatest lie ever told, unity. Unity will be the death of the United States of America. Remember the old New Orleans Saints coach, Jim Mora, who went nuts at a press conference? Playoffs! Playoffs! Don't talk about playoffs! Are you kidding me? Playoffs! That was Jim Mora about 15 years ago. Well, you can quote me today. Unity? Unity? Are you freaking kidding me? There's no unity. Biden can mouth the word unity all he wants. It's a lie. Democrats don't want unity. They want to censor us, ban us, purge us, wipe away American history like it never happened, and then intimidate us into meekly going along with all of it and saying thank you while we kneel, while they destroy America and the American way of life. That's what they mean by unity. So you could take your unity and shove it where the sun don't shine. Got it? I won't even discuss the statements in the past week by liberals and Democrat politicians that sounded like acts of war. I won't get into how they dragged conservatives and, of course, their favorite whipping boy, white males, into the gutter. I won't get into the way they slandered us, attacked us, denigrated us, slimed us, aimed hate speech at us. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. And my butcher father had great common sense. David Root taught me to watch what a man does, not what he says. So I'll just point out President Biden's first acts as president. Biden had a record-setting first day in office. In a matter of hours, he killed between 70,000 and 100,000 jobs. He killed the Keystone Pipeline. He halted all gas and oil permits on federal land. He halted construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. These weren't just any jobs. These were high-paying, middle-class jobs in construction and energy. And ironically, these were union jobs. This is a disaster for the U.S. economy. Biden also offered up a radical amnesty plan for every illegal alien in the United States. Biden wants to give every illegal alien inside the USA, and a Harvard study says there are 23 million of them, a fast track to citizenship in only 8 years. 8 years. This is a disaster for America in so many ways. First, this radical amnesty plan rewards lawbreakers. The rule of law and U.S. Constitution no longer matter. We're not America anymore. Under this plan, we're Mad Max. Second, these will become 23 million new Democrat voters, and Republicans will never win again. Third, they will take jobs from and lower the wages of American citizens. Fourth, these new citizens will bankrupt America as they all now qualify as citizens for welfare, food stamps, free Obamacare, and 100 other welfare programs. Fifth, they will overcrowd and bankrupt our public schools and healthcare system. Sixth, this will overwhelm the police, court, and prison system. Seventh, this will encourage millions of additional foreigners to invade our border. Soon none of us will recognize America. This will be a country foreign to Americans. Get the pun? Foreign to Americans. Lastly, Biden will have to dramatically raise taxes on American citizens and business owners to pay for this massive cost. So everybody in the world who wants to come to America is now my expense. The bill is on me and you. Next, Biden froze deportation of illegal aliens scheduled to be kicked out of the country. How many American citizens will die because illegal alien felons were allowed to stay? Let's keep a count. The same way they keep that COVID count every day. Let's all of us in conservative media keep a count of how many illegals murder Americans because Joe Biden wouldn't let them be deported. Biden reversed the travel ban on passport holders from 7 terrorist-friendly countries. Just what the American people desperately need. More visitors from Yemen, Somalia, and Iran. I can't wait. Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Accord and promises to add thousands of new environmental regulations. This will destroy manufacturing and energy companies, kill millions of high-paying jobs, and dramatically raise energy bills on the middle class. And finally, Biden's day one priority was forcing women's sports to allow biologically male transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports, use girls' bathrooms, and dress in girls' locker rooms. This is a declaration of war on women, even if liberal mothers are too blinded by feminism, atheism, communism, and dumb political correctness to see it. Joe Biden is not a moderate. He's either a radical Marxist out to destroy America or a feeble old man with dementia being used as a puppet by George Soros, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and other radical extreme crazed America haters to destroy this country. But it really doesn't matter. Either way, he's leading us down the road to disaster, ruin, misery, and poverty. He's going to turn America into Venezuela. This isn't unity. It's the destruction of America and everything that ever made it great. I'm not in unity. Are you? Count me as the resistance. My new column coming out in newspapers around the country on Sunday, The Greatest Lie Ever Told, Unity. Unity will destroy the United States of America. And no sooner I write it, I just finished writing it, and what came across my desk? An email from Los Angeles County. I don't know how I got in their list, but they must think I live in Los Angeles. And the county of Los Angeles regularly updates their resources on COVID-19 to meet the multicultural and linguistic needs of our county's most diverse communities. So here's the message they're giving for Saturday, January 23rd. A appointments are required to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. In order to make your to receive a COVID-19 vaccine, you must make an appointment by visiting, and then they list the website, and they list the phone number, and they list an email in English, and then in Spanish, and then in Chinese, and then in Korean, and then in Armenian, and then in Vietnamese. Oh, my gosh. It's just not even possible that this is what America's about now. That you have to tell everything to everyone in Vietnamese, Armenian, Korean, Chinese, Spanish, and English? Did I mention Chinese? Can't you learn freaking English when you get here? I mean, there's another mistake Trump made. The national language should have been made English. And the only way to vote should have been made English. I don't know why he didn't do it by executive order, but I know that good old Biden does everything by executive order. And by the way, just another great example, I argued during the whole campaign. I don't know why Trump never made this argument. There were so many things he could have done he didn't do. Any moron who's out of office can argue that the guy in office isn't handling COVID good enough. But what can you do better? You've got nothing you can do better. And so all of a sudden, Biden, who argued for an entire year that Trump blew COVID, Trump killed all of these people, it's Trump's fault, and he's got all the answers, and he's going to change it all. Biden now says nothing we can do to change the pandemic trajectory. Oh, is that what you said during the campaign? I thought you said Trump made a lot of mistakes and you had better ideas. Turns out, no matter what country you live in the world, people have COVID. No matter what country you live in the world, people die of COVID. No matter what country you live in the world, there's a pandemic. No matter what country in the world you live in, people are hospitalized from COVID. And there's no world leader that knows how to stop a germ, including Joe Biden. Imagine that. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Can you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw. Raw and unfiltered.
Do you have a...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Lead story right now, by the way, at Fox News is how Joe Biden is staying quiet about the riots. There's been so many riots. You don't have to worry about right-wing extremism, you numbnuts moron. You have to worry about left-wing extremism. And his press secretary, his White House press secretary, says she hasn't spoken with Biden about riots in Seattle and Portland. They're not going to rest until they burn both of those cities to the ground. I mean, it's a joke. And nobody says a word about it. More than a dozen people arrested in the two Pacific Northwest cities, according to police reports Thursday, after demonstrators angry with Biden. Remember, he used to be angry with Trump. That's the only good thing about Trump losing. I mean, there's really not many good things I have to say about Trump losing. But what is funny is that now you replace Trump with Biden. There's no one to be mad at. You can't be mad at Trump. So now it's Biden that's going to get everyone mad because there's too many COVID deaths and there's not enough vaccines. These are all things every politician, they all live the same way. They all have the same results. They all respond the same way. A hurricane hits, a tornado hits, a pandemic hits. Nobody's perfect in their response to that. So now it's all going to be Biden's fault. So now they're angry with Biden, and they targeted government buildings and the Oregon Democrat Party building. Isn't that funny? 150 people marched on the headquarters of the Democrat Party of Oregon. Demonstrators, mostly clad in black, spray-painted anarchy symbols on the buildings, broke windows, and marched under a banner that read, "We are ungovernable. We don't want Biden. We want revenge for police murderers, imperialistic wars, fascist massacres, read another banner. In Seattle, hours after Biden took office, a group of 100 people marched in the Emerald City where police said windows were broken, and at a federal courthouse, and officers arrested three people. The crowd called for the abolition of ICE, and several people set fire to an American flag. Nice people, right? These are the same nice people that burned down, you know, Minneapolis and, what was it? Was that city in Wisconsin? Kenosha? The Kenosha, Wisconsin. The same people that literally have been trying to destroy the entire Portland for months now and who took over downtown Seattle. Remember it had a name? What was it called again? I can't remember the name. Chop Zone. There we go. Thank you, Chris. Chop Zone. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA, as in Vertical Research Advisory, VRA. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the elite and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. But he left it all in 2003, gave up his big fat salary because he said Wall Street's not taking care of the people. And I want to take care of the people. I want the people to win. And he founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He is real. Let him prove how VRA really works and how good he really is and how consistently they really beat the stock market. For a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com. Well, we're all Texas now, my last news story of this segment, and then I'll ask for phone calls because we have no guest. We've left it free for the last half hour of the show, so we'll take calls the last half hour, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255, toll-free anywhere in the United States. Last topic of this segment would be the Texas AG. His name is Ken Paxton. And he sues the Biden administration already, see what it's like to be president, over deportation freeze for unlawful migrants. So the reality is we are all Texans now. You know, we're all going to want to wish we lived in Texas, and soon we may all have to live in Texas. This administration is so bad, we may all want to move to Texas, immigrate to Texas, secede with Texas. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced on Friday the state is suing the Biden administration for freezing the deportation of illegal aliens in one of its first of dozens of steps that harm Texas, he wrote, and the nation as a whole. The Biden administration directed DHS to violate federal immigration law and breach an agreement to consult and cooperate with Texas on that law. Our state defends the largest section of the southern border in this nation, and failure to properly enforce the law will directly and immediately endanger our citizens and law enforcement personnel. DHS itself has previously acknowledged that such a freeze on deportations will cause concrete injuries. Sorry about that. Alarm bell's going off. Concrete injuries to Texas. I'm confident these unlawful and perilous actions cannot stand. The rule of law and security of our citizens must prevail. And so they don't want to, you know, they've declared a freeze on deportations in the United States of America, not in Texas, everywhere. So all these felons that were about to be kicked out of the country get to stay. Isn't that great? I mean, minute by minute, Biden is destroying the nation. Minute by minute, he's proving, as I said in my commentary, he's either a radical Marxist who's been hiding and masquerading all these years as a moderate, or he's an old man, feeble man with dementia being run as a puppet by Marxists.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the articles of impeachment against former President Trump will arrive soon.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
The New York Democrat also saying the former president will receive a fair and full trial in the Senate, but he did not say when it will start. The United States saw a slight drop in the number of daily deaths from the coronavirus on Thursday. The COVID tracking project saying just over 3,800 people died from coronavirus, down from just over 4,000 the day before. The confirmation parade continues for President Joe Biden, Lloyd Austin becoming the first black defense secretary, the Senate confirming the retired Army general in a 93-2 vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. Welcome back to the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The last half hour of Friday of this week. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. I just recorded it this morning. That's my weekend edition, but we do have a podcast every day now. So you've kind of got a Wayne Root podcast to tune into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. A little shorter versions. And then on weekends, starting on Fridays, I record a good half hour to 45 minute podcast, which is a look back at the week that was and all the top 10 news stories for conservatives and Trump fans and patriots and deplorables. Each podcast, I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this weekend's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. So this reminds me of the commentary that I wrote about not believing in unity. It was written at Breitbart. Biden kills up to 70,000 jobs on the first day in office. I felt it might be closer to 100,000 jobs, but somewhere between 70 to 100,000 jobs. And this Biden piece says Joe Biden's first day in office may have been historic in more ways than one. He may have set a single-day record for the number of jobs killed by an American president. Biden revoked the permit for the Keystone Pipeline. He killed 11,000 direct jobs and an estimated 60,000 indirect jobs in secondary-related industries. Over 1,000 workers were already on the job, mostly union workers, and they'll all be laid off. The Association of Oil Pipelines complained, as did the United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipefitters. But that union endorsed Biden in August after he promised to kill the pipeline. Isn't that crazy? You hear these things and you just go, how stupid are these people? You know, it just doesn't make sense. Anybody would be that stupid. Biden also halted the construction of the border wall on the U.S.-Mexico boundary. Projections for jobs there somewhat unclear, but one estimate in 2017 by an opponent of the wall estimated that the wall would create 10,500 jobs. And on Thursday, Biden administration announced that it suspended oil and gas permits on federal land. It's unclear how many jobs that will cost, but the outlook is not good. Many presidents promised to create jobs. Biden killed 70,000 jobs in his first 24 hours, and the total may be even higher. I would say it's 70 to 100,000. We'll take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Put it in your address book on your cell phone, 833-927-8255, and we'll take your calls toll-free in all 50 states. I also want to mention, you know, my people have a tendency to send me emails as opposed to making calls to the show. So many fans of mine just send me emails and kind of let their feelings be known on email. And my buddy Joe is one of them. And so, and by the way, my email address is wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. My website, rootforamerica.com. At Twitter, you can find me at @RealWayneRoot, at least for the moment, because one of these days, you know, the Twitter's going to make me go bye-bye, just like all conservatives are eventually going to go bye-bye at Twitter. It's incredible. You just can't believe it. It's the new version of the 1960s where they put you in the back of the bus or they said you can't eat at this lunch counter. You know? Why is this different? I'd love to know. By the way, I hope somebody's listening who's black and liberal and they want to debate me that this is not the same as saying you're black and you can't eat at the lunch counter. Why is it not the same? You're conservative, you support Trump, you can't eat at the lunch counter? And your views aren't allowed on our site? Why? What's the difference? Tell me what the difference is. The answer is there is none. It is racism. It is bias. It is prejudice. It is unfair. It is discrimination. Why is it different to discriminate someone because they're black versus someone because they're a conservative? Why is that okay for a black person to say, I won't service you because you're conservative versus I won't service you because you're black or I won't service you because you are gay? What's the federal government came after people. Small business owners tried to ruin their lives for not being willing to make a cake with some sort of obscene gay message on it and that is against their religion and against their belief system and against their Judeo-Christian values. And the government tried to fine them so many hundreds of thousands they were out of business. but it's okay to discriminate against conservatives? Really? I think it's time for all kinds of lawsuits. Love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. How is it different to say I will not service you as a businessman or as a, you know, the owner of Twitter or Facebook because you're conservative or because you're Christian versus I won't service you because you're black? What's the difference? It's still prejudice. It's still discrimination. Why is it different? So anyway, Joe wanted to give his thoughts on unity after hearing my commentary. Joe says, feel free to read my thoughts on the air. We were told to avoid family and giving thanks at Thanksgiving. We were told to deny family in the spirit of Christmas. Worse, some were told to call the police on neighbors celebrating Christmas with family and friends. Now we're told to unify to bring unity across America. Absolute lunacy, evil-spirited. Celebrate evil with unity? Well, previously, these people denied God and family during Christian holidays and national holidays. Worship this new system is what it sounds like. Worship Biden. Worship evil. Worship our new Democrat system. And Joe says a real Christian should never unify with evil. It's like denying Christ. It's like denying your faith. Throughout history, once a strong evil leader takes over, they would often try and force Christians to deny their faith under torture, put to fire by burning at the stake. I don't see any difference other than the physical aspect of killing you, but this ongoing effort is an attempt to kill your faith, to attack your soul. The only unity a Christian should embrace is unity with God. Accepting Christ and salvation, as an example, is a unifying event. There is no requirement for a Christian or any American to unify with evil, to unify with evil people. None. Joe. Thank you, Joe. Well said. The only difference is Joe did it all from a Christian standpoint. I would do it all from a conservative standpoint. You know, or how about a patriot standpoint? There's nothing in the Constitution. There's nothing in the Bill of Rights. There's nothing ever written in the history of America that says you have to unify with the people that are trying to destroy you. Sorry. I don't need to unify with you. I have no interest in unifying with you. I am the resistance. And liberals had no problem saying that from the first day of Trump's administration, and I have no problem saying it from the first day of Joe Biden's administration. I am the resistance, and I do not consider you my president. You are not my president. Here's a good example of why I can't be my president. We all know for 4 years there's been nothing but nonstop liberal violence. And we know that big cities filled with liberals, you know, 100% Democrat people in charge, and usually 100% of the people in charge in places like Baltimore, Chicago, and Detroit are not only Democrats, but black Democrats. And yet the city's falling apart. And murder is left and right. Blacks killing blacks, like a black genocide. And we know at Black Lives Matter events, lots and lots of violence, lots of muggings, lots of burnings, lots of lootings. The problem in America is not conservatives and it sure isn't white men. The problem in America is liberals. The problem is liberal radicals. Antifa, Black Lives Matter. That's your problem. Yet the Biden administration previews a fight against the serious threat of domestic violence extremism. Do you realize they're all basing this on the fact that Antifa, it's almost certain now, Antifa caused all the problems in Washington, D.C., at the Capitol riot, whatever you want to call it, unrest. And the Capitol Police were obviously in on it. They opened the doors and let them in. For gosh sakes, you got to be kidding me. This was an attempt to discredit conservatives. And even with that trap set, just to specifically to make us look bad, it was like 170 people raced into the building out of million plus that were there. Some say a million, some say 1.5 million, some say 2 million. There were a lot of people there for this love fest with Trump. Like 170 rushed into the Capitol building. How many were Antifa? Maybe 50 of them, maybe 120 were Trump people. This has nothing to do with domestic violence and domestic extremism. You have no major threat in this country from the right. What a joke. President Joe Biden has asked the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to begin assessments of the threat posed by domestic violent extremism. And you know he means only the right. Nothing about Antifa, nothing about BLM. Nobody ever said anything about BLM. The January 6th assault on the Capitol and the tragic deaths and destruction that occurred. You know what? The destruction was minor and the deaths, sadly, no deaths good, but the deaths were minor. One of them was a cop shooting a person, you know, a Trump supporter. But we don't like seeing anybody die. And by the way, police officer died. We don't know any of the circumstances at all yet surrounding how he died, why he died. Could it have been Antifa as opposed to a patriot? I don't know anybody on our side would ever hurt a policeman, let alone kill a policeman or drop a fire extinguisher on the head of a policeman. I don't know anybody like that. But it's possible it happened. But all I'm telling you is outside of that, there was no violence. A few people died of heart attacks or some sort of medical episode. What has that got to do with Trump? Nothing. That's like going to a Trump event and seeing 20,000 completely peaceful people listening to Trump speak, and suddenly someone grabs their chest and says, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, my God. And then they die. And you go, oh, there was a death at a Trump event. What are you talking about? What does it got to do with Trump? Nothing. If it was at a Biden event, what, Biden's blamed for a heart attack in the crowd? Obama blamed for a heart attack in the crowd? It's really scary the way they are building up and playing up this domestic extremism. Yeah, there is domestic extremism. It's all and radicalization. It's all on the left, and it's also the Muslim radicalization. But Democrats made believe the entire 8 years of Obama there's no such thing as Muslim radicalization. You can't use Islamic and terrorist in the same sentence, or you're a racist. We saw real Islamic terrorist attacks in the United States as well as Europe, and they didn't want us to ever tie the word radical extremist and terrorism with Muslim. But if conservatives, 170 out of a million, run into the Capitol building with the doors held open by the Capitol Police and Antifa shooting off flares and encouraging everyone to go in, suddenly there's massive amounts of right-wing extremism. What an absolute crock of crap. Wayne Allyn, we'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Happy New Year, or is it? That's going to depend on you and what you do. If you make a resolution, you're going to fail. We all know that, right? We all have failed on resolutions. But we want you to have a revolution this year.
We have a message for you women. Are you tired of dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid imbalances? Come on, no one wants to deal with that. This is a new year. It's time for a new you.
That's right. Ladies, you can be your best you. We've helped thousands of women completely balance their hormones naturally with the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And men, if you've got a wife running around your house and you think she was abducted by aliens because she has imbalanced hormones, hey, welcome to the club. Millions of women struggle with this issue, but there is a way to have this resolved completely naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
So call us at 888-444-8895 or join us at energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8GOLD now. That's 888-8GOLD now. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8GOLD now.
Raw and un...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know how I think about gold and silver. I think, you know, if Trump had won, he loves to spend, and Biden wins, he spends 10 times more. No matter, you win no matter who wins if you're in gold and silver, because it's all about spending, and no one ever cut spending. Trump never cut spending in 4 years. But I felt the same way about Bush and Obama. Bush never cut spending. He's the reason I left the party, joined the Libertarian Party, and won their vice presidential nomination and wound up on the presidential ticket. Bush just spent and spent and spent and never vetoed a single spending bill. And along comes Obama and makes Bush look cheap, like a skinflint. It's the same thing. Trump spent and spent and spent. But along comes Biden, the second coming of Obama, the third term of Obama, and he's going to make Trump look cheap again. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to own gold because the dollar's going to zero. To zero. You got to own gold. Money being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID and the lockdowns and inflation is coming as sure as I'm standing here. And don't forget the Green New Deal and free health care for illegals. And all over the world, the spending is insane on poor people and on food stamps and on welfare and on free health care. It's insane. The official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show is Cornerstone Asset Metals. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. So call the experts at Cornerstone, and they will help make the process easy and smooth for you. And they're giving away, just to make it easy for you, they're giving away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. So it's an easy decision. Call them. Find out if you qualify for the American Eagle coin free. And if you ask them for a great deal on gold and silver and tell them you're a fan of Wayne Root, you will get the best deal in the world. Go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, or call toll-free 888-8GOLD-NOW, 888-8GOLD-NOW. So, look, there's so many scary Big Brother things going on in the world today. British government wants masks to be a permanent fixture on people's faces. How would you feel about being told by the government that you should wear a mask on your face forever? That was a suggestion made by Jonathan Van Tam, England's deputy chief medical officer, during a recent interview with The Sun about living in the world post-coronavirus. Since the novel Chinese infection will always be with us, according to Van Tam, some people will probably choose to fix a mask on the nose and face for the rest of their lives, even though face coverings have been repeatedly shown to not work while harboring germs and other filth like a disease-replicating Petri dish. You know what masks are? They're basically the cell phones of your face. Do you know your cell phone is dirtier than a public toilet bowl? Can you imagine taking your hand and wiping it on a public toilet bowl and then touching your face, sucking on your fingers? That's what you do when you touch your cell phone. It's filthy. Guess what's just as filthy as a cell phone? A mask. It's filthy. He says, this guy Van Tam, I think there are going to be people who make a personal decision to say, when I'm in a crowded place, I'm going to put a face covering on. When I'm on a tube, I'm going to put a face covering on a tube, meaning the subway in England. So he's at least he's not saying the United Kingdom is going to demand it, but he's going to say lots of people are now going to wear face masks for the rest of their lives. They're idiots. And now here's a story about Australia, which has become the most tyrant country. Australia considers quarantining citizens with COVID in camps isolated in the outback. You know, this is why I said from the first day of COVID, am I a smart guy? The very first day of COVID, when we heard about it in January and February, that it was just destroying China, ravaging China, I said the death rate is not nearly as high as you think. Because if 10,000 people have it and 3,000 die, that's a 30% death rate. But what if 3 million have it and 1,000 die, but you don't know the 3 million have it, you think 10,000 have it? Guess what? Then the death rate is not high at all. Most people do not want to tell government that they've got this disease. I don't want to tell my neighbors. I don't want to tell my co-employees. I don't want to tell my boss. I don't want anyone to know I have COVID. Because when they know you have COVID, it's like everyone wants to stay away from you. And you're supposed to be isolated for 14 days. And you can't go out anymore. So who wants to tell anyone you got COVID? Well, if you heard that the minute you got COVID, they were going to take you straight from the doctor or the emergency room to the outback. To a concentration camp in the outback. Would you tell anyone you had COVID? I'd stay home until I was dead. This is crazy. In Australia, the virus may be used to justify isolating citizens in quarantine captivity in the outback. The Wall Street Journal reported last week Australia has relied on one of the world's most aggressive quarantine programs to keep the coronavirus at bay. Now one leader wants to go further by housing returned travelers in outback camps far from cities as new COVID variants threaten the country's success. The Premier of Queensland wants to repurpose camps designed for resource workers as isolation hubs in remote scrubland where temperatures can top 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It follows an outbreak of a highly contagious coronavirus strain at a quarantine hotel in the state capital of Brisbane. I think with this new strain on the table, all options should be on the table, and these are sensible, rational options. Can you imagine? This guy's the Premier of Queensland. These people are insane. It's a she, Anastasia Palaszczuk. One reason why she was reelected was due to her center-left government's tough measures to contain the virus. Wow. Australians are going to agree to isolate hundreds of miles in one of the country's least hospitable regions. Locking away sick people in isolated quarantine camps is now considered sensible and rational in Australia. And that's liberals, man, everywhere in the world, mentally ill nutcases who want to control your life. Don't tell anyone you got COVID. We'll see if see you much.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.